Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, I just want to say how grateful I am, really, to be working with you guys. It means a lot. I hear the announcement always about waking up and enjoying my coffee and breakfast with my two favorite folk in the whole world. Well, this is very true. And so it's just a joy. It really is. And I just want to say thank you to you guys directly, Mr. Michael Hopkins, Mr. VTR, you know, with the Vet Talk Radio Show, and my longtime co-host and co-star, Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie. So again, thank you guys. And Nicole Marie, what's going through your mind today?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael, I am so excited about this 900th episode celebration. And
wow.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing to be at this point. First off, I want to say thank you to all of the fans and listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to say thank you to our team, to just everyone that has made the Hair Radio Morning Show what it is, just a success. So I want to say thank you. And I'm so humbled. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful as well to just be a part of the show and be a part of this family and be able to work with you every day. Each day I give the hope of the day just to offer inspiration to everyone, just to kickstart the day. But you all are my inspiration to keep going, keep moving, and to do the things that I do. So I just want to say how much I just appreciate you. So thank you so much.
That's amazing. And Michael, what do you think about, Michael, when you hear Nicole Marie say those wonderful words?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole Marie. When I hear Nicole Marie and I hear those words, it just makes me, it always makes me think back to the first time that Nicole and I met you. That's what it makes me think about. And we we just really had no idea. I mean, you know, Nicole, we had no idea. Remember, we thought that just doing what we did with Vet Talk was just going to be a small little deal, nothing biggie thing about it.
Yeah.
But
we
then
come
we
in,
met,
do what we do, and that was it.
And that was it, But then you see what happened. We met this gentleman named Carrie Hines, and we began to learn who Carrie Hines was and is.
Yeah.
And we began to learn so much about his world, the broadcasting world. And the more that we learned about his world, the more we learned that, hey, we want to be a part of this. This is fun.
Exactly.
He couldn't get rid of us. Yeah, he couldn't. He just couldn't because this was too much fun. We enjoy what we do with you, Carrie, in the morning.
We really do.
We love it. We love it. This for us, I know for me, I mean, maybe I can't speak for Nicole Marie, but for me, this is a dream come true.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I am very excited about where we are. And looking back, I think there's a lot to be said about reinvention. I really believe that to be the case. I had someone recently just contacted me, and they were kind of in a bad way, and just, you know, kind of a lot of heavy complaining, if you will, for lack of a better way to kind of say that. But what I remember was trying to give encouraging advice. It's always usually money is the problem, if we are being honest. And so the way that I operate, because often a lot of you guys out there always ask me, well, Carrie, what do you do in this situation? And my advice is always to look for reinvention. Sometimes we hit a wall. I'm probably one of the most creative individuals that I know, if I can say it that way. And so for me, my worry is that my creativity will kind of stop one day. But anyway, I digress. I just wanted to say that reinvent yourself. Sometimes it requires that. And that means taking a good hard look at behind you sometimes. And then don't stay there. Don't dwell in that space. Then look forward. And you will find exactly where you need to be.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. I want to say Maya Vanna and the lady behind it, I think the force behind it, we have with us right now. Again, first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me welcome Miss Robin Gruber. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it. We are so excited to be a part of your show. I've been hearing about it for years, and it's just exciting to meet you. Yes.
Thank you. And likewise, I have to say, I'm a big, big fan. I've heard all about Maya Vanna in the past. Like, you know, just here and there, I'd catch something on TV or, you know, somebody passing through and might mention. But I'm so happy to have, you know, this whole thing come about. And before we go any further, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who made this happen. First and foremost, let me just shout out to your colleague first, Shirley Dickerson and the folks, your team, to help put all this together and coordinate it for us at Maya Vanna. So this is really nice. And Sam from Sam Anum from BOPSA.org, who all of the new members that come to BOPSA, which, you know, for you guys out there who don't know, the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, and that's his website, sponsor.org. Sam sends everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show so we can really get them on and give them the biggest, warmest welcome that we can from everybody in the industry and our experience. So this is very special this morning to have you guys on. And someone so accomplished. I've talked to a lot of folks here, Robin. I got to say, you are definitely up there with all of this. I said, my goodness, you've been busy. So
thank you so much.
Welcome. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I want to kind of go back a little bit. But before we even get back to, you know, some of the background here, tell the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about Maya of Honor. Tell us about Maya of Honor, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Carrie. I have to give a shout-out to our team. Shirley Dickinson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Groover, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of Maya of Honor. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Thank you for that.
And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Ms. Candace. Thank you.
She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the Maya of Honor team, thank you, Carrie, for having us here.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is Maya of Honor, and where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, Maya of Honor, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair. And the word Maya of Honor comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana.
And so that's how
Maya of Honor was created. Absolutely. And there's a
really cool story
behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep the things for her to talk about as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm loving this. And I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at Maya of Honor and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what, and that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love
am.
That. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes, so, absolutely.
What's the role that what does a chief hair officer do? As a company, tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper when it came to doing consultations, which is, you know, for us, the foundation of healthy hair, when you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And he, and the answer was, what gave you your most success, which is ionic technology and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to Maya Vanna. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And it's so amazing, Carrie, that the years we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Brana Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And with Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems, but building, you know, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, you know, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology, and it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking for to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, you know, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very result-oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, you know, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
Amazing. Well, let me tell you something. You guys have, you've done some work. And when we hear, you know, science and, you know, kind of combining it with hair, we shouldn't run. And we shouldn't be fearful of science and words like technology and kind of mixing all of that together, so to speak. You know, and so, you know, over the years, because even when I came along and when we started out several decades ago, you know, the industry, hair care in general was very different. And the natural, I call it a movement, but natural hair, it was a little different. Now there are parts of it that some consider to be, you know, people say trendy, this and that. But I go back to the days where it was very much spoke to a big, powerful message and all of that. And all this to say, you know, so what about yourself? Have you come across where folks, you know, when they hear the words science and technology, and you know, some folks are thinking computers, and oh, I don't know that much about this, or I don't know that much about that, or what's been your experience?
Very good question, Carrie. Well, when it comes to my Ivana, people would always ask, what is it? What do you do? And what we realized, because we were so deep into science, that building, it was very important for us to have community and sisterhood and brotherhood around it, because that's what really connects people together, is the fact that it's how you make someone feel. And that's what this is all about. It's about being able to take the tools like technology and computers and great products and great people and great brands and bring it within an ecosystem that really supports you wherever your journey starts. So that is a part of this process that we've been able to really put some legs and give the whole entire ecosystem a place to park, because we work with brands, consumers, salon owners, large companies that are manufacturers, distributors, associations, and it was because we really positioned ourselves as an industry partner. Now, when it comes to technology, the thing that is fascinating for me as a creative is that we have no walls and no boundaries of how much we can create, because the container is infinite. And that is the exciting part. So we get to have this playground of being a worldwide concierge for those who are seeking guidance in hair care, whether it's in the palm of your hand, on your laptop, whether you see us at a trade show or talk to one of our consultants on the phone. We're really building a culture of meeting you where you are. So when it comes to the technology, if someone's interested to deep dive in that, we have something for you. If you're like, I just want a good shampoo, what is my texture? We can answer those questions as well. So that's the exciting part about being a beauty tech company, because it merges everything together. And also it gives opportunity in the cosmetology space, the hair care space, for people to see careers beyond the chair. And that's what we're excited about.
And that's everybody, well, I'll say lots of folks have been on the show, you know, in the cosmetology space. I love how you put that. That's exactly what they're looking for. They love, you know, the career that it has, you know, everything that it's allowed and doing. It was nothing against cosmetology or anything at all like that. They're just looking to kind of go to another level, or to, you know, just become, you know, more, I guess, better known in the industry, for lack of a better way to say that. And I just love that you guys, you hit every point, though. Everybody in, you know, on this whole spectrum of hair and beauty, you guys cover every aspect, it looks like to me. So this is amazing. That's the way it seems.
You.
Okay, well, first... You're welcome. Let me bring everybody up to speed here. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm here, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have a very, very special guest who is, I'm going to call you now, the CHO. She's the Chief Hair Officer for an incredible company that you guys have already heard of them. My Ivana, you guys have been around for a while now. And my very special guest today is Robin Groover, who is just doing big, big things. Let me just say that. And just going a little bit about your own story, I just, one of the big questions that I really had, and even though you talked a little bit about the background, who inspired you? That is what Whereas I'm reading through everything, I'm like, well, hold it. Who poured this into you? You're so dynamic. So how did that all come about?
Terry, thank you. Mm. It was my mom. It was my mom. I grew up as an only child, and love.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, hold on. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. Isn't that the stereotype?
I am an introvert, really, though. I am. It was the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I don't know, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about anything was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love tech.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit, Carrie. And my mom was my inspiration. And I asked God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel of people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, he gave me an opportunity to work in research and development. And that's when I realized that a chair was possible. Looking at him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd and her knowledge base. She was inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. You know, salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do was plug in your business DNA and follow the guide of really building a corporation. And, you know, I started out in the industry very young because my only goal was freedom, period. And so with that, I had a lot of limitation. However, being a self-study, self-taught entrepreneur, I was able to find my way to understanding there's a difference between small business and big business. And that was another reason technology was attractive, because I had done small business well. And I knew that it was something I did not know. So that drove me to studying different industries, different models, And I give a shout out to Candace again. Being a graduate from Georgia Tech, the pathway in the technology world, especially for a young person of color, gained this point of view of this is how you do big business. And
absolutely.
With that, we were able to merge wisdom in the industry and eyes of the future to start creating models that fit us better. Because truthfully, in the tech world, what was interesting when I first started learning about it, I was like, this is for trust fund babies. This is not for us. They are
right.
giving funding to ideas. No, where I come from, you better have a client before you open a business. You better
absolutely,
know your revenue
yeah.
stream before you start, you know, doing a business.
Right.
So it was brand new and exciting. And just being able to learn all the time is exciting as well. I would share with any of the audience members, always be a student. You know, and make sure the people that you team up with and you connect with, that there's an alignment that begins on a spiritual level, because the world is hard enough to fight the obstacles of keeping your faith when you're not in alignment. And the thing that I know that holds this company together with a super glue is we are rooted in understanding that our steps are guided by God. And being in an entrepreneur setting, we get to say that boldly. You know, I never understood the corporate, what do they call it, protocols of...
Right.
Yes, of what to say and not what not to say and what
right.
was politically correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
PC. Didn't have to go that route. And that's what I would say to anybody. The thing about all the people in our company, they follow their truth. And what I love about Shirley, who's our global brand manager.
Shirley Dickinson.
Corporate. In the level of excellence. So all the things that I don't know, she keep us in order and of true excellence. And so I tell anybody, you know, rather your career path takes you straight into entrepreneurship or takes you to higher learning to get a PhD, or you
right.
follow your bliss as an artist, be in alignment, stay on purpose, know your truth, and trust the journey,
yeah.
because it's purpose in all the stumbling blocks. And then when you get to these milestones to celebrate, they mean a lot. And so those are the things that we really live by, and
well,
I think that's important.
I am just blown away, and I love everything about your story. And what you have done connecting with my Ivana, I think this is amazing. And I just want to know, well, first, let me just ask you, how would people find out more about my Ivana and all that
so
you do?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yes, please.
Yes, Terry.
Absolutely.
On Instagram, we're at my Ivana Hair and my Ivana Hair Care. And let me just give a overview about what we do that's exciting
absolutely.
For the listeners.
Yeah. Please.
One, for all of you who are searching for answers, rather it's manageability, dry hair, thinning hair, damaged hair, or even you don't know exactly what to do with your hair. We actually have a digital assessment that you answer some questions and you can get an instant recommendation of what direction to go in. That's part one. And
I
this
saw
is
that,
really
and I was blown away with that.
Yes,
that wow.
And science and knowledge and technology all wrapped up in one. Then you say, okay, Robin, all good, but I still need more. We have an amazing Myovana in the lab experience where we actually do strand analysis. So
wow.
We'll send you a hair kit and you can comb through. We have five sections of your head that you comb your hair through, natural shedding. You don't have to cut it. You put it in an envelope, send it back to us. We have an amazing lead analyst, Tanisha. She is, I mean, brilliant. She's a scientist. Like, when you see her, and her hair is amazing, but to know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And
love
she
it.
And her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology as well as
right.
Everything that you need from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the Myovana brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see what does this product do well. We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture, type, and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing.
That is golden.
Because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist was the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair as she was having these challenges. And these hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And
absolutely.
And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the Hair and Beauty Network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that because the black beauty supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together. And this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning, will give the customer their texture, type, and condition, and automated instant result of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's so
that,
many wonderful
that
things that are happening in our
That's
company.
Unbelievable. Yes.
And I love that. I love that. Again,
thank
you know,
you,
folks, and I just
you.
Want to make sure, yes, absolutely, our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it. And I love everything that Robin has said today on the show. And I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is
thank
incredible.
You.
So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at My Ivana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myivana.com?
Yes, www.myivana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So this part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you could actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey. At that
you guys have thought of everything. I don't think I can
we
say what's next.
Excited.
That's usually my question towards the end. But you've done it. So I can't wait to hear what you guys, what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big
thank
question
you,
to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving My Ivana. I'm loving it. So
thank
what are
you.
Some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I
thank you
completely and your entire team at My Ivana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And let's
we're
get
so
this
excited.
Started.
Yeah. Yes, we're excited, and I'll tell you what's happening this year. We are doing IBS, New York, and so
which IBS?
The
you come to New York
Pavilion. Yes, you have to come by and
you
spend
know what?
Time with us.
Robin, I go to IBS every single year, so I usually they're on my show. I have the director, the ED is always on my show here each year. And
I
so,
love it.
Yes. So, and I go every year. Now, while you're in New York, this is great because I myself am having a special show on March 6th at during the mid, you know, while the IBS is going on, I will be here in New York and we have a little theater show where we're doing a nice intimate setting for folks in and around the hair and beauty industry and that space. So, and it's in Manhattan, so it's right like a few minutes subway stop.
Yes,
it's
the whole
East Village,
team is coming.
So it's beautiful.
I love
that. So,
I'll make sure I mention that in our meeting on Monday.
Yes,
that's so exciting.
We're gonna have a great time.
So I know it.
Really
I know
nice.
It.
Yeah,
yes.
And like Brana Brothers and IBS and all those big folks out there of this.
Yes,
we're
doing Brana Brothers in New Orleans.
Oh,
that's
yes,
in April. Yes,
yeah,
we're
doing
excited
it,
about that.
Right. Yeah, and Bernard, they keep us informed. Upskill Magazine got a shout out to all my folks that we're all connected with.
Yes, you know we're all family for surely.
Yes, we are. Well, listen, I have to say, you make us feel like family too. So a lot of folks, they just put the words out there. But, you know, we get that sense that this is something that you really believe in, Robin Hoover.
So I just
say thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I appreciate it. When I saw the email come in, I was like, I made it, Mommy. I'm going to be on the Carrie Hines show. I love that.
You are so kind.
You are such a great contributor to the industry. And I just want to give you some flowers right now. So thank you.
Oh, well, likewise. Like I said, back at you. And I just thank you again. Robin, I have to ask you, anybody else you want to shout out to before we sign off today? I want to make sure and get that in. Okay, I'm going to always make sure.
I'm going to give the team one more shout out.
First, I want to thank Sam
for this great connection. Shirley for always holding us in great posture. And our fearless leader, Candace. She is amazing.
Yes.
We're gonna insist that we get her here. And Tanisha, along with Deandra in customer service, and Karen, our lead hair consultant, and our technology guys. Oh my goodness, our CTO Hakeem and Carabelle, who's over our AI technology. He's our AI engineer. We are a global company, and we're excited about that. We have teams, members in different time zones. That's our North Star right now, really, is to put our global footprint across the world and make sure that there is not one strand out there that has not been touched in love in some type of way. Because hair is unique as a fingerprint, and we really care. That's our system. Consult, analyze, recommend, and educate. And, yeah, that's the acronym.
That is it. You have got it. And I'm just going to put the word hair in front of that. So, listen, again, I've got to thank Robin Groover from My Ivana today, being our very, very special, and I do mean special guest here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It has been a great pleasure and honor, and we're going to have you back, too, real soon.
Pleasure all mine. If you ever want to co-host or just chat it up, give me some subjects, I am all yours because I'm so thankful for getting the opportunity to meet you.
Oh, well, we are going to hold you to that, and believe me, we'll be reading you out. We got to get you back.
It's just a flight away. Just a flight away. I'm in Atlanta, so yes.
Well, you're going to be in, that's why I love this, because you're going to be in New York. The IBS show is the 5th, 6th, and 7th. I already know what I'm ahead. And that Monday is when we're having our little afternoon thing from 2:30 to 6:30. So I'm going to make sure that you get all the details and come out and be one of our special VIP guests.
So
we'll take care of that. Again,
awesome.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Robin Groover, thanks again
thank
for being
you.
With us today.
Absolutely.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Well, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more to go on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua, there's fire hydrants and hazards. Smoke alarms on the back of us. For mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation, hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's about 7:04 in the morning if you're on the East Coast, and that's 6:04 for folks out in the Central Time Zone. It is good to be with you live on this November 10th morning of 2023, and it is our show number 917. Wow. Can't believe it's already been 17 shows past our 900th mark. Let me bring to the line, you've been listening and hearing all kinds of wonderful, wonderful playbacks this morning. We're going to chat about that. First, let me get Queen of the Mornings, Nicole Marie, to our mic area.
Good morning again.
Good morning,
Happy
Nicole Marie.
Grand Day Friday.
Yes. All the above. Yes. How
all
are you doing today?
Live. I am wonderful.
Yes,
how are you?
Beautiful. No complaints. It's Fan Day Friday. We're always excited. We've been rolling in with quite a few things, kind of like a hodgepodge. We opened up this morning with the song, well, first of all, our very first cold opening item was a play with a kind of like a little clip. It was really about dreams coming true and all of that, and you've got to go back and listen if you don't. There's some good inspirational things in there, and it's a very short clip. And then, of course, we had to go back and pay tribute to our wonderful Cece Dennison, one of my first celebrity guests ever, and her song, Finally, of course. Yeah, classic stuff. And that's what I do quite often in the first hour, we kind of go back and kind of, conjure some of the memories that we've had. This is going into our ninth year on January 5th of 2024. It'll be 9 years on Blog Talk. And very close to our 1,000th broadcast of our three-hour show. So, yeah, so all of this is really great. So we have a huge cachet of items and all of that. And so you listen to Robin Groover with Maya Vanna.
Yes, Maya Vanna. So, I love them.
Yeah, I love the Maya Vanna. It was prior to the IBS show last year. So we had a chance to chat with them, and I wanted to get that on because she talks about the link to technology, and that's what their platform is. And I'm thinking, how brilliant, how brilliant. And so it has placed them in very good in a very good position in the industry. So look at it and learn from it. And we will continue because you've got to change along the way. I've been doing this for close 3 decades in the hair and beauty industry, and the industry has kind of migrated and changed, and I'm going to use your favorite word, Nicole Marie, evolved. And so you've got to pay attention to this evolution. You really must.
So true.
And you've got to be able to roll with it. Got to roll
exactly.
with it. Like I did a little clip on reinvention this morning, and I think, what do you think about that and reinvention? What comes to mind?
Well, change. You have to reinvent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to continue to move forward. And, you know, you may have to reintroduce some things, but that's okay because every step of the way, you're just trying to make it better. So it's very important. Very, very important. Always be creative. Always be moving forward and just looking forward to making something better.
Making something better. Wow, I love that. And you're absolutely right. And I live by those words.
Right.
I never rest on my laurels and what we've accomplished and all of that, which is miraculous.
Exactly.
And if I wanted to just stop and never do another thing, well, boy, oh, boy, have I got a story to tell. But I'll tell you, quite frankly, I feel like there's so much that I'm looking forward to doing that we're not even at the midway point. And so folks are impressed with us. I love when, like a lot of my industry colleagues who are in promotions in the black industry, in the black hair industry, they think you've already peaked and, oh, you're a has-been. What are we going to watch and see about that?
Wow.
No,
what I've learned
is to keep,
there's always something new coming.
Yes, exactly. But I've learned to kind of keep things a little bit closer to the vest.
Right. You can't share everything.
Yeah. Well, right. I wish we could because that's the kind of personality I have. I'm very inclusive. I'm inclusive too, just very close, but no, I'm inclusive. And that's what kind of propels us forward. Well, listen. We have a fantastic Fan Day Friday episode today for everybody on this November 10th morning. I'm really excited. I really am. I've been loving the show this morning. Really good stuff. We've played some Beyonce just a little while ago and her song. Just really good stuff. Like I said, we opened up with TC and just doing big, big things. Coming up in just, about 20 minutes, we've got we're going to call him the legendary ACA, accredited claims agent, Michael Hopkins. You know him well, right, Nicole Marie?
Oh, yeah.
He is helping veterans to navigate the claims process and completing claims effectively for the disabled veterans, and we are so excited. It gets no bigger than Veterans Day. Yes,
it's
no bigger than Veterans Day, which is tomorrow on Saturday, November 11th of 2023 this year. We are so excited. We've got some veteran celebrations on the way. We have to celebrate. We are On top of the Hair Radio Morning Show, we also produce the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael is the host of that program on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And we also, we've been running some things over at our 24/7 streaming radio network for AfroLock. You can go to AfroLock Magazine. And again, that's spelled AFROLOCK, AfroLock Magazine. com. And over there, we are there all the time, but try to run over there
right
at about 9 this morning. Let me see, I think we have a nice lineup, Nicole Marie.
Awesome.
So, we're replaying show number 826 at 9:38
okay
this morning. So that gives you time to grab your coffee after our morning show. This show here wraps up at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Go on over to the 24-hour radio network and listen to our replay of show number 826. That was done back in February of this year,
okay,
so you're going to enjoy that. I've put on some clips. If you missed Robin Gruber, she'll play again at about a little before 1 o'clock, about 12:45. We've got Trucker Ed and Robin Gruber. I've got Keisha McAllister on the way. Over there at about 2 o'clock, we have show number 8 from January of this year. I'm sorry, show number 808 from January of this year. And then at about 5, we have show number 911 from October
right
of this year. And then we've got more with Karen. And our special guest who will be on at about 8 o'clock this morning, we're talking about Kyle Knight in an all-new interview.
Oh, we love Kyle.
On the Hair Radio. Yeah, he'll be back for a brand new interview coming up in our Spotlight Hour today at 8.
Wonderful.
But if you missed that, Nicole Marie, you can catch him over at the 24-Hour Network. That interview will play again over at our 24-Hour Network at 9:12 tonight, Eastern.
Okay.
So that's 8:12 Central Time. So a big lineup. How's that?
Big
wow
lineup. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
And that's our 24-hour radio network. Again, go to AfroLockMagazine.com and play it until the cows come home. Hey,
oh,
I want to say that there's so much going on, Nicole Marie. There really
so
is each
much
day. And on top of the Veterans Day celebration, Fan Day Friday, Kyle Knight returning to the airwaves, we're always looking for ways that we can do things better for our fans.
Right.
And I just want to say thank you to all the fans for helping to keep
yeah
us motivated, for
thank
helping
you
to
thank
keep
you
us know. Yeah, we've gone through peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
But it's we're long-term folks. You know, we really are.
We are.
Yeah. So I've got to talk about community, the community.
Right.
I'm happy to talk about. Nicole Marie, you are an elected official down in Water Valley, Mississippi,
oh, yeah,
MS, for you guys who got it wrong in grade school. MS is Mississippi, the postal code. Well, that used to, I still remember that class. In grade school where they would teach you the different state codes. And
right,
I used to always mix up Mississippi, Michigan, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Anything, Minnesota, anything with an M, I had it all mixed up.
Oh, wow.
And Mississippi used to always get me. So I've got it together now, folks. But yeah,
all
it
right
just brings back great memories. Now you're from Ohio, though, so
I am.
So
yeah,
yeah. Did you ever expect when you were a little girl that you would live in Mississippi? Did you ever even think that?
I did not. I knew that I just want to travel. And I really didn't know where I would end up. I just knew I wanted to travel.
Because you don't have
that's
family
all
down there. You didn't have family in Mississippi, did you?
No, I did not. I did not.
Wow. That's crazy. That's amazing to me how you can pick up and move. You know, and a lot of folks have done
yeah
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm kind of, I've done the same thing. I live in New York,
And I'm not really near family like that. So I guess I understand that.
Yeah.
Wow. Never thought about it like that. And wow. Mm. Well, listen, I think it's fantastic. Now I want to get back to this community talk. Like I said, you're an elected official, and Nicole, when you talk to folks what being on being an elected official first to those kind of community positions, what it's all about.
Well, for me, Carrie, being an elected official, definitely a great honor to be able to serve my community, first of all. Very humbled that the community thought of me to elect me, first of all. And so I take my position very seriously. I listen to my constituents. I'm in contact with them, wanting to know what is going on. What are their issues? What are they happy about? What would they like? What changes would they like to be seen? And then I take that to the board, because sometimes people think that because you are the elected official that sits on the board, you're making your decisions. No, they are community decisions for my particular ward. And so I am the voice that sits on the board and represents my constituent.
You know,
so
what,
very,
Nicole
very important,
Marie,
and I take it very seriously.
Yes. Oh, you do, absolutely. What can you just break it down for folks who have no idea what a constituent is? But we want to get some clarification. We really have to say, because you know what? Yes, we, you know, our team here knows in the mornings, but I think a lot of listeners may not be aware of things. And instead of us raising our hand and say, hey, I don't quite know what you're talking about, we don't often do that. And I think it's a good idea. So, yeah, break it on down for us, Nicole Marie.
Well, our city is broken down into areas that are called, for us, they're called wards. We have four wards in our city. And each city council member represents one of those wards. So all of the community members that live in our particular ward, those are our constituents or our voters that we, you know, we serve as a voice for. So we go out, we talk to them, they contact us, and those are the people in our community that we represent. And we are the voice that sits on our city council.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Let me just say that, exactly, and pick it back on what Nicole Marie's saying, the constituents are the folks that are in those wards there. They're in my community here in Brooklyn, New York. They're the folks whom are represented by the officials.
Right.
And here up in my Brooklyn, New York, I'm on a board as well, and my board, we represent over 200,000 persons.
Right.
That, again, not all over Brooklyn, New York. Just my little
have a certain area.
Little board.
Right.
Yeah. And there's over 200,000 that I represent, so that's a lot. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for inspiring me. And Nicole Marie, you did a great job, because when Nicole Marie came to the show and made this so clear, I said, oh, my gosh, yes, I had attempted to join my local board years ago and was not successful. But you inspired me to keep on going and to keep on trying.
Wow.
And let me tell you something, I made it. So I'm super, super
wonderful.
Pleased. So last night we go to this meeting and they talked. Me too. And they talked about parks and talked about all these wonderful things that we should be doing in our community. And I am just in it. I'm in it to win it. And so I thank you, folks. And this is just the beginning, of something very special. And so I'm going to keep on going. One day I'd like to, you know, run for office in some capacity. And
it would be wonderful, Carrie. You'd be great.
I think so. I think so,
whatever
too. I think
it'd be great.
Oh, you are the best. Thank you, Nicole Marie.
So, Nicole Marie, I got to tell you, talk about inspiration, and you inspired me so much to pursue that position on the board, and Michael with his veterans help and being an accredited claims agent. He became one in this last season, which is just phenomenal. And so we're all about community. We're hair, beauty, and community. And stop copying after me, folks out there who are in the black hair industry. Like, now they're all community, which I'm grateful for. I really am happy that they've been inspired.
Well, that's
everything
great.
We do, folks are just sitting there, you know. But I love that. And talk about inspiration. And this is something that you do well naturally. Each day, right here on our show, you have the what's called Hope of the Day.
Yes.
And I love that. And so I'm going to have you to come, because most of our fans probably know about Hope of the Day, but just as a reminder to everybody, what would you tell them on this Friday morning?
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, I would tell them that hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. No matter what it is we've gone through, maybe going through right now, there is always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So each and every day, I share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, just to give you a boost of encouragement, inspiration, to keep on going no matter what is going on in your life, because things will change. This is your happiness and just improve your overall quality of life, holding on to that hope. So this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hope by Patrick Lindsay. And the hope of the day for this Friday is treasure your time. Our time is a non-renewable resource. We each have a limited supply in our days, in our lives. Treat it with respect. Prioritize its use. Relish each minute. Spend time wisely. Back to you, Carrie.
Wow. Good one, Patrick. Good one, Nicole Marie. I love it. In High Hope. I think this is really good. I do. Treasure your time. Can't be said much better than that. And this
That's
is something
it.
That I do very well. There's, I'm very time
yes,
conscious.
You do.
I'm probably one of the most time conscious people I know to a fault. I'm very much aware that we're on a limited basis. I look at life this way, and probably you as well, Nicole Marie, and folks out there. I look at all of us in the world standing in a long line, and each person at the front of the line, it's their turn. And it's a long line, all of us.
Right.
And so I kind of keep that in mind, that we're on a limited basis here. And the rest of your time, you will be just throughout eternity, just lying in who knows where. So all I can say is, if you know that we're on a limited time in terms of the human experience, you have got to live your life as well and as happy as you can. And it's awful that there are folks who are determined to make that the opposite of what a human experience should be all about. It
Right.
shocks the life out of me that you work, you spend your life, years, and then you're too old to enjoy it. Is that what you were brought here to do, to be a cash receipt for somebody else? I don't get it. So I have, my whole life, I have lived my life creatively and have pursued and done the things that have propelled me forward and fulfilled me. So I say this, I love that. Treasure your time.
Treasure your time.
Relish your moment. What about you, Nicole Marie?
Yes. Well, I definitely agree that you should treasure your time because, like you said, you know, we all have a limited supply, our days, our hours, our weeks, everything. So every day, live it like it's your last day. If there's something that you want to do, something, place that you want to go, do it. Make the time and do it. Now, yes, it's necessary for us to work and accomplish the things we need to do, but at the same time, we have to take time for ourselves, for our families, enjoy the people around you. If there's something new that you want to learn or create, do it, because we never know how much time that we have. We can't live thinking,
I'll do it later.
I'll do it later.
That's right.
When this happens, when the kids are grown, when I retire, well, guess what? That time may not come. So do it right now. Take the time and do
it now. Well, we're going to check in with Michael to see if he's doing it now. Michael, do you treasure your time? That is the question today with Nicole Marie. Let's see if we can get a hold of Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania. Michael, are you there this morning?
Wow.
This is Michael Hopkins.
Wow, this one's really
good.
Good
morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, this one's a really good one. About time and treasuring it, and it's a really good one because that's what I do, and it's very precious to me because I learned so much from things in the past that I should have did and that old shoulda, coulda, woulda. Well, that's gone now. That shoulda, coulda, woulda is gone. So now that I'm at the stage in life that I am, I have decided that it makes sense to me. It really does. It makes sense to me to every little precious moment that I have to get out and do something new. Like I always tell everybody, I studied mass media, communications, broadcasting, radio, TV broadcasting. Never got a chance to get into it because I was always doing something else.
Well, you're making up for it now, Michael Hopkins.
But, yeah, very much so. That's why I'm loving what we're doing. I'm loving what I'm doing. Just supporting veterans.
We appreciate having you.
Yeah.
We appreciate having you.
Oh, and let's
throw the,
you know, we got to throw the helicopter in, too.
Oh, okay. How do we do that?
Easy.
What's throwing
I'm going to learn how to fly. I'm going to learn how to fly a helicopter in an airplane.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something I'm missing.
Can't forget that,
Carrie.
You forgot.
Okay, now I got it.
Oh, yeah, well, I never got a chance to do that when I was younger. So guess what?
Well, you know what, Michael, on our next version, our next special broadcast that we have on those bucket list things, I'm going to expect to hear that on that list. So listen, let me just say it's so great to have you guys with us. We're going to take a short music break. Nicole Marie, great job. We will be catching up. There's so much going on, so we'll be catching up a little later, and we're happy to do that. Michael, stand by. We're going to come back with a whole lot of talk after this music break with some veteran talk, because Saturday is Veterans Day, so we're going to check in with everybody on what we're doing out there for the big celebration and start right here. We've got Jody. You remember her from Shalimar. And so
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast, and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
At shaving issues, as you said, that the shaving bumps and the skin irritation, that's a very common one amongst African-American males when they go into the military. Well, a lot of them don't realize that if they get what we call a shaving waiver or shaving profile, and it's documented in your active duty medical records or your service treatment records, if it's documented, and once you leave the service, you could actually file for compensation because this happened to you while you were on active duty. There are many veterans that when I go to help them with their claims for compensation, if I don't mention this to them, they would never think of it.
No, they would definitely see that.
Right. They never think of it. And once I mention it to them, Carrie, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and they go, wow, that's right. I did have that because of passage of time. A lot of veterans just don't remember. Or
exactly.
They'll go and they'll order their service treatment records from active duty, and we'll go through them. And 9 times out of 10, guess what I find?
That shaving waiver.
It's right there.
Exactly. Now, Michael, they have to get a note from the doctor. How does that play in again?
Pretty much, Carrie. And on the civilian side, that's what we would call it, like a note from our doctor.
Yeah.
But on the military side, it would be an official documentation
from a military doctor.
Yeah, it has to be on official paperwork. You know, this whole military thing is like that. There's official forms that clearly say that you have a shaving profile.
Yes.
And it even goes to the point, Carrie, that you have to carry the shaving profile with you, literally, in your pocket.
Wow.
You have to carry it with you, because if anyone challenges you about facial hair, you produce it, and it's nothing they can say. Nothing.
Well, Michael Hopkins, I've got to tell you, just also how, and just to make sure I understand correctly, you can be rated up to 30% for razor bumps. I thought that was pretty high.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It'll fall under some type of skin condition.
Right.
And you get rated appropriately.
Yeah. So that's amazing. So, again, guys out there, guys and gals, if you're just joining us, you are listening to, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I say a very special Vet Talk radio show, Afrolock Magazine and Afrolock Podcast, just all the above, all of our platforms, everything kind of interconnected here. My very special guest, of course, I'm talking with the one and only Michael Hopkins, who is my colleague here as well, and on all sides of our network. And Michael, I got to say, this, we're always talking about community. We're always talking about helping our veterans. We love and appreciate our veterans. And this today really is quite interesting. Now, remember, a lot of you heard a word that we've never talked about. And again, that's the word is alopecia. That's hair loss, just so that you guys know. And oftentimes this can possibly lead to scarring, you know, preventing your hair loss, preventing hair from growing and all kinds of things like that. And they have all kinds of ratings for that. Talk about diagnostic codes and so forth.
Oh, very much so, Jim.
Right? And so
very
these are things that you guys should be aware of. And it's just, I'm grateful to have you, you know, to talk about these things, Michael Hopkins. And why
it's so
important. Yeah.
Yes. So, very much so, Carrie. I'm very much motivated to distribute the products to my veteran brothers and sisters. There are other diagnostic codes, Carrie, that specifically talk about hair loss. And two of them are 7830 and 7831. And they clearly point it out. And,
exactly.
You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's right. And I see 7830 as the scarring alopecia. And so that's interesting all by itself. Just remember that. And, of course, 7831, alopecia areata. And remember the areata, which I often say to everybody. Again, the word area is inside of that areata. So it could be all over the body. It could be just the scalp, limited to the scalp or face even. So, you know, so just kind of be aware of all of this. It gets into it a little bit, but you can find all of this out there. So, Michael, I just want to say thank you. Michael Hopkins, outstanding work.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Okay, we're back live. It's Friday morning, Fan Day Friday, November 10th, 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us. It's about 7:44 in the morning. That's East Coast time. If you're out in Central, then it's about 6:44 in the morning. And we are just so thrilled to be celebrating Band-Aid Friday with you guys. Michael Hopkins, my colleague in the business, longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Morning Show, part of our team, an integral part of our team. Again, happy Friday, Michael.
Happy Friday. Wow.
Yeah. So big stuff. I mean, we've been busy today. We really have.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have.
Yeah. Now, it is Veterans Day on the weekend, Michael Hopkins.
Michael probably forgot
it's Veterans Day. No chance of that happening, Michael.
Oh, no. Ain't going to happen. Not on this planet. Oh, no.
Not on this planet. Let me tell you, Michael. You are the consummate veteran. You're the veteran's veteran, we call it. And
very
so
much
we
so,
are just so, yeah. So great job. And I think we've got something to say thank you. I'm working on that right now. Literally designing, as you guys know, I'm a graphic designer, graphic artist. In addition to, I have so many boxes to check, it's not even funny. We'd be here till tomorrow listing all the things that I do. And not to be braggadocious or anything like that, but that's just how it is, Michael Hopkins.
Very much so, Gary. No, you're not bragging. You're just telling it, how do we used to say in the old neighborhood, you're telling it like it is, right?
Telling it like it is, P-I-Z.
Yeah.
Remember
those days.
Yes. And it's really true. I really am. I'm very pleased to be able to use my talent in this kind of a way every day, in this wonderful platform that we have of Hair Radio and Vet Talk Radio. Michael, we got to talk about this. This weekend is huge. It is the biggest celebration for you and for the folks that you represent. So we've got to find out, what are you planning to do with your celebration for veterans this weekend? Again, Veterans Day is this Saturday, Saturday, November 11th, as you guys know, 2023. And Michael, you help veterans. Your show is about veterans. What does Veterans Day mean to you, and what are your plans?
Carrie, one of the things that Veterans Day means to me, I get to celebrate with all my veteran brothers and sisters. Like I always say, it doesn't matter what era we signed up for and rose our right hand and did our time in the military. It doesn't matter. I've met World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, Vietnam War and the era veterans, 80s veterans, 90s veterans, even the modern veterans of today, and we all just share so much. The one thing in common is we rose our right hand, we stepped up to the challenge, and we served this great country that we lived in. That's the number one thing, Carrie. And it's such a good feeling when myself, I'm like an 80s up to the early 2000s veteran, so I saw all the different changes in the military. But yet, I can sit down next to a Vietnam era or Vietnam War veteran, and we still have a lot in common. We really do. The new guys, you know, it's so fantastic, Carrie, when you go and we kind of break bread, because a lot of the restaurants, they'll invite veterans in and you get to sit down and you talk to another vet. And a lot of times what you learn, Carrie, a lot of these vets, basically, they're just like you. You know, we here on the show, on the Vet Talk Radio show, we talk about the claims and the claims process and the ups and downs in claims. Well, especially during this time of the year, a lot of us sit down, and that's all we talk about. We just talk about the claims, where we are, our ups, our downs. Sometimes the guys will be a little down because they didn't get rated for something that they thought they should. And we get to comfort and console each other. Yeah, sometimes we're big old tough guys. At least that's what we think we are. But guess what? We're all the same. It doesn't matter who we are, male or female veterans. We're pretty much all the same. We're human beings. And we have our ups. We have our downs. We have our good days. We have our bad days. And sometimes we just need to talk to somebody. And during this time of the year, is such an excellent time for veterans to talk and to learn about each other and to reminisce. There are so many stories that a lot of us as veterans have that sometimes we can't share them with our loved ones, our family, wives, husbands. We can't because they wouldn't understand. They're, oh, my God, that's horrible. But to us as veterans, we lived through a lot of these things. And we lived through some happy times, too, being in the military, Carrie. We really did.
Wow.
Some of the things, you know, you look at it now, Carrie, it is so hilarious, some of the things we did when we were young in the military. Like right now, we're older and, you know, we got a grip on life. And we would say,
right.
Oh, no, I would never do that. But when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you're in the military, oh, you get to do all kinds of fun stuff, some stuff you weren't supposed to do, but you did it anyway because you were around your buddies, and it was fun. But you look back now, and we laugh at the stuff. We cry together. We laugh together. We meet each new people. You get to start new relationships with other veterans. It's just a great time, Carrie. It really is. It is a great time to be a veteran. It really is.
I love that. Back over to you, and a great time for our country. And I want to officially salute you and all the veterans, those who we've had the acquaintance right here through the Vet Talk Radio Show and here Radio Morning Show, to those who will discover us. And those who have experienced your work up close. Again, Michael is an accredited claims agent who you just have such a passion that drives you to help these veterans. And so, we would be remiss if we did not take the time to really pay tribute to the work that you've done and continue to do. And it's evidenced right here every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And then also, with, of course, that's the Vet Talk Radio Show, just to get that on out. Michael, there is a beautiful banner that's making its way through our social media that says Vet Talk Radio, Happy Veterans Day. And it's just looking so gorgeous and beautiful. And it's just the flag is just a waving, and it makes us feel literally with pride. And so today's show, yes, it's our Fan Day Friday, but it's also a tagline I talk about hair, beauty, and community. Well, it's also Community Day. And so grateful. Yeah, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carrie. It means a lot to me being here. And I get to enjoy yourself and Nicole Marie Tuesday through Friday here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's right there to me, Carrie. It's a family thing to me with you guys. You know, you guys are my extended family. And it's such a joy to be on here. Yeah, you know, just talking to you guys and having fun and just promoting this and helping people. There's so many people out there, Carrie, that we help. Just being here every day. And that's one of the reasons why everybody out here that's listening to us, that's one of the reasons why we would love your support. We really would. We would love your support because without your support, we really wouldn't be here, Carrie. Without
we
your support,
wouldn't,
we really
and
wouldn't.
We, Michael, you said a million right there, a million words. Today is our show number 917, and so we have put together almost 1,000 shows to help out there with your mornings. I just imagine spending 1,000 mornings with you, 1,000. I have gotten up early, prepared a show, booked guests, tried our best to sell advertising and build commercials and improve the quality of life for African Americans worldwide, well, in the United States and then blacks worldwide. So I want to get that across to everybody. It's about making our lives better, I think, has been the theme, as you guys put it today, Michael and Nicole Marie earlier. And I'm just grateful. And I think that this is going to be fabulous. So listen, coming up in the next hour, again, we've got the man who is coming back to our broadcast and some of his music as well, the incomparable Mr. Kyle Knight. And Kyle and I both will be at Mark David Carter's event coming up on Sunday, November 26th. 2023, Michael. He's having a live fashion and hair event in downtown Brooklyn, New York. So you got to be there. Yes, I'll be doing a panel talk about 10 in the morning. He's got me scheduled early. I guess I am an early person. I guess that's why. And then Kyle will be performing, of course, I'm sure a little later. We've got some folks coming out to join us with this big celebration. So I'm super excited about that. So this is going to be really, really nice. Kyle will be here to in an all-new interview coming up in the next half hour. Brand new. You've never heard him talk like this. I think it's definitely something you don't want to miss. And after that, Michael and I will be with you with a kind of like an all-new segment. It's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's a little something taken from my book, which is now an audio book, and you need to get that. Michael mentioned about supporting us. That's what you need to do is get it. It's out there. You can't miss it. You can Google it or contact with the audio book that is done by D.B. Kelly. He's the voice artist. Back to my wonderful How to Get Rich in the Hair Business kind of inspiration of the day. So this is where we look through our book and pick out some of the wonderful content that we think can motivate everybody. And so today we'll have some things to talk about after Kyle's interview that we believe, and it'll be live, that we believe is going to help you. Not just in days to come, but you could possibly change your life with your career. So lots more to go this morning, Michael Hopkins.
Loving it, Carrie, on this Veterans Day. Loving it.
Thank you, sir. We're doing a great job. Listen, I want to take a little bit of a moment to get us some music on. We got to do that, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Let me kind of go, and we'll get on some good stuff. Just stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more. Here's Neo. Remember Neo?
Very much so.
All right. Well, this is his song, Because of You. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
And I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
Kyle Knight, friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. First of all, good morning. It is a great honor to have you back with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, welcome to Mr. Kyle Knight, superstar.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's great to have you back. We got to get you here more often, Kyle. We really do. Yes. So I want to kind of just remind everybody. Now, you know, you have made such waves out there with, you know, being an accomplished rap artist.
and so much more. I mean, you are, you know, I kind of hesitate because I really want to say that you are a recording artist because you, you know, it's bigger, you know, rap is wonderful, but you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot. It's a full 360 these days. It's not just one thing. You got to be, you know, kind of, you know, able to do, you know, wear multiple hats. So we're going to get into all of that, right? So, Kyle, tell us a little bit. What have you been up to since we've last chatted here on the show?
Well, what I've been up to recently is promoting my new single, Eastside, off the Eastside EP. Eastside is a real laid-back track, you know, something that you could just really hang out with friends to on the block and, like, and chill and have a good time. It's a really cool, fun record. And then I've also been doing the Any Means Necessary remix project, which is a tribute to Malcolm X.
Wow. Now, I've got to say, this is, well, first of all, I love the songs. Love the songs. And we're going to get them on right here following our interview today. But I just love this. And I want to kind of break down a little bit of something I don't usually get a chance to ask you, but I've always wondered about, and that is the origins of these songs. So I know I got to start with By Any Means Necessary. I got to start with that one.
Great.
I mean, I have my theories, but I'm going to have to come to you straight on this. Tell us, give everybody about the inspiration of the song because it is incredible. And I love the video work and everything that you've done to put the single together. But just give everybody the skinny on this about this incredible record. All of them have great, I think, great meaning. Yeah.
Well, I'll start with Malcolm X, By Any Means Necessary. Well, what I try to do there was really try to take all the highlights of Malcolm X's life from when he was assassinated as to when he was also running the streets of Harlem and then really try to make it relevant to today's radio so younger people can get into it because, you know, a lot of younger people aren't getting something if it's not through hip-hop or a video game or something like that. You know, so I try to make it as relevant to today's hip-hop and today's radio as possible. And it really embraces not only Malcolm X, but different times of the year, like Black History Month, also in terms of Black Music Month, you know. And what we really try to do was take this historical track and talk about the life and death of Malcolm X, what he's done as a public figure, and not only that, but his earlier years in terms of running the streets of Harlem, his nickname being called Red, because I want people to really be able to relate to the person who I was talking about. Because a lot of people have been in really high places in their life and really have been in low places in their life. And I felt that Malcolm X's life kind of covered all that. So I felt to really demonstrate Malcolm X as By Any Means Necessary, people can get into him as not only a public figure, but as a civil rights activist.
Awesome. Well, let me tell you something. You guys, as you hear this song, it's going to stay with you. It's going to stay with you. And so, Kyle, you must feel incredible when you, you know, you get the responses and the love from all the people who hear this music and watch you perform. And I'm raising my hand out there because I've had a chance to see you perform live. And and I'm always blown away. So I'm going to talk to all my hair industry friends when they need someone to come in and literally – really perform and entertain for the folks, your name and your brand should come to mind. So again, Kyle Knight,
thanks.
Incredible performer, live performer, great recorded music. You are doing things that eventually I think will lead to legendary status. I really do. And so, you know, I only say what I believe. Always have. So, listen, Kyle, yes, I'm going to talk. Okay, so that's the kind of the crux behind Malcolm X. Now, what was the inspiration behind the East Side song? I've been chilling on it. You know, I love this song. So I can't sing it, guys. Don't hold that against Kondo. His song, you're going to hear it here, is awesome. So tell everybody about that, Kyle. You know, go ahead. Tell everybody about this song.
Well, what we wanted to do with Eastside was bring a diverse sound to Kyle Knight music because we have a lot of conscious tracks, and then we have a lot of political tracks, including the Malcolm X track. And so what we try to do was to bring a certain diversity to Kyle Knight music so that it's a fun record, and even the younger audience can get into it, as long as the mature audience can get into it too as well, and so that everybody's having a really good time. And it's just something that, you know, you could really just chill to and lay back to. And it's a real chill record. It's a real, what they call a party record, a real fun record.
Oh.
You know, and so what we're going to do was keep the originality and keep the creativity and apply it to today's hip hop.
How did you learn all this stuff? I mean, you sound, I mean, Kyle, let me just tell you, Kyle Knight is the consummate artist. Okay. When we talk about professionalism, and I love that. Thank you for the background on East Side. You are the consummate artist. And that's not just radio talk. And the first thing, like, I'm hearing you say these, I'm like, where did you learn all this? So I've got to ask you, who poured into Kyle? I don't think I've asked you that ever before either. Who inspired the great Kyle Knight? Who inspired you?
Definitely three men in my life who have really crafted me as a man and really have mentored me and really have just pushed my creativity and my songwriting ability. It's definitely my father, David Knight. You know, he's an artist and a composer. You can find him on social media back in the day.
Your father is an artist?
Yeah. My dad's a producer and a composer.
Wow.
And,
that's incredible.
Yeah, he's done records in the day. He's co-produced records for Fonda DeRay back in the day.
I remember her. Was that the one who sang Over Like a Fat Rat and all those songs?
Yeah, Over Like a Fat Rat.
I remember her.
One of her big hits.
Yes, I remember her name very well. So your father was, okay, so you got it honest, as we say.
Yeah. I've had a real performer gene and really been a studio rat since the age of 7, and really have had a lot of crafting in the studio and learning how to study newer records and older records and learning how to study studio gear out there, as well as how to be a proper songwriter, a proper recording artist.
Kyle, let me also just toss in, you have the most incredibly supportive family I have ever seen in the industry. Very much so, yeah. So I'm not surprised that you got all this, you know. I'm not surprised. So
yes.
Good stuff. Okay.
Another person that's really crafted me and molded me too is, of course, publicist Angelo Ellerbe. You know.
Yes.
I've been underneath his wing for about a good 5 years or so, and really meeting celebrities as well as Hall of Famers and learning all about creativity and learning all about the proper image as an artist and how to really become a songwriter and how to deliver the best interviews and how to give the best performances on stage. So definitely much love out there to Angelo Ellerbe. And the third man who has really mentored me in my life, my career, is, of course, my good buddy Kerry Hines, man. Kerry has my back. It has mentored me.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, that was a shock. I didn't expect that one. Aren't you kind? Well, let me just say, the inspiration actually has worked both ways. It's been bidirectional, and you have been very kind and gracious to me, and I appreciate that. And you've always been very helpful. Whenever I'm having a live event and I needed entertainment, you came in, and you didn't just come in and just stand still. You put, I mean, I felt like we were on at MSG at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I really did. I mean, that place, I mean, everybody, you had everybody moving, and everybody, every single time you do a performance, people are moving, people are enjoying. They don't even have to have ever heard a word of hip-hop or rap or anything. And
yeah.
You, as you mentioned a few minutes ago about being relatable to all ages and
That's right.
bringing
yeah.
everybody along for a good time. You knock it out of the box.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I
and
really
I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of what you have done and where you are going.
Thank you, Kerry. It really means a lot, man. And there's just a lot of great things that we have coming, really coming through the pike. And we have a lot of fires in the pike right now. And things are really coming
well,
out.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. Tell the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to hear all about it, Kyle. Whatever you want to share with us so we can be on the lookout and people can, support your efforts out here. Go ahead. Take it away. What would you like to start with? So you've got some new projects and things in addition to these great songs that you're working on. You've got a new website. You've got amazing merchandise that your fans and supporters can get. So tell everybody how they can get a hold of some of these wonderful things and what they should do to support you.
Well, we have a brand new website up that's called KyleKnightMusic.net. Once again, folks, it's called KyleKnightMusic.net, where you can stream all the music on the beginning homepage. And then we also have a beautiful merchandise page that you could buy posters. You could also buy caps, pop dad caps that are adjustable to any head size, and where you could also buy two different designer Kyle Knight Music t-shirts, all for the price of $20. You know, and then we also have package deals, too, behind the merchandise that we're getting out to people through email so that you could even get a discount to merchandise for merchandise t-shirts, posters, and much more.
Well, what I love is that a lot of folks and Hair Radio Morning Show fans and folks who have tuned in, they're going to remember seeing this incredible promotions advertisement in one of our recent, actually, I think you've been in a couple of our Afrolock magazines your incredible Kyle Knight merchandise. So this is something that is ginormous. And let me tell you folks up there, and I know you love Kyle, you need to buy and support as an artist. This is how, and I can speak on that behalf as well, this is how we are able to continue to do what we do, to bring the joy and all of that kind of stuff. So please, I cannot implore you enough to support us all. That's what it takes. And that should be the first thing. And no one should have to implore you to do so.
That's right.
Okay? And I just want to say that, Kyle. So, and again, now your website, one more time. Now, and spell it for everybody, because sometimes folks, you know, we don't really spell all that well. And I don't want folks to not find you. So, please, one more time, Kyle Knight.
Sure. That's Kyle as my name. Kyle as a kangaroo. Yo as in yo-yo, L as in lion, E as in elephant, and then you have my last name, Knight, Kyle Knight, K as in kangaroo, N as in knight, I as in igloo, G as in giraffe, H as in Henry, T as in Tracy, and then, of course, music, you know, M as Maritza, U as umbrella, S as snake, I as igloo, and E as elephant, KyleKnightMusic.net, folks. That's, once again, KyleKnightMusic.net.
Awesome. Now, Kyle Knight, any relation to Gladys? I'm just teasing. I just had to throw that on in there. Do people ever ask you that, Kyle? Really?
Yeah.
Do people? No.
They
really?
That's come up a couple of times, but unfortunately, no relation to Gladys. But it would have been nice, though.
It would have been nice. Well, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Listen,
no,
first of all, Kyle.
Nobody should
know
either.
Oh, you know what? No, I would have never gone there with that one. But but I tell you, yeah, with all this, and then, you know, there's so much news out there in the way of hip-hop and all of that, Speak of Sugar and all these folks, and they just kind of, you know, there have been some updates with reference to Tupac and all of this, and you know,
right.
So you've seen the hip hop industry world kind of go from, you know, being some a little bit of, you know, subculture-ish to just kind of taking over literally the whole world. Now it's on Main Street and in Walmart stores. So what can you say in the time that you've been out there that you've seen? What would you say? Has it changed from those classic days of Tupac and Biggie, what would you say?
Yeah, it's changed a lot, especially in terms of social media and what people are able to do in the studio nowadays. And not only that, but where the element of hip-hop is today with the cadence rap and with the different type of beats going on. But some stuff I really feel we could have more originality and more creativity in. But when it comes to Tupac and stuff like that and all the new information that's coming out with him, I think it's great, man, because I really haven't seen Tupac in the news really like this since 1996, 1997, you know, and I know they did a lot of comp records behind him, like Until the End of Time and things like that, and, you know,
right,
Better
yeah.
Days and stuff like that, and a lot of other stuff, but I think that it's great that, you know, not only did they find their murderer, but just how they have him a lot in the news this year of 2023, I think it's wonderful.
Well, we owe a lot of that to the wonderful Jada Pinkett Smith. No, I'll just tease on that. But no, let me just say his memory goes on, and his contribution to the world, you know, his legacy is just still going on strongly. Now, I've got to say, speaking of all of this and where we are these days, Kyle, what about my favorite thing that I always wanted to ask the artists, because where we are now, they take a lot of music by singers who are no longer with us here, like Tupac, and they're with AI, they're literally recreating the sound. So we could take Kyle Knight out of the studio, off the tracks, and put into a new song that Kyle didn't even authorize. So how does that make you feel as an artist? Are you for the, you know, the AI technology and the possibilities with them possibly utilizing your artistry and your talent without your authorization, if you will? How do you feel about that?
I don't feel too good about that, you know, because there's a certain type of originality that an artist always brings, always a certain type of signature sound. In his voice and, of course, in his songwriting that an artist brings. Now, I do think that because we have the technology to do so nowadays, to do these type of things, I think that's awesome. But I do think that it takes away from some originality and creativity.
Yes, wow. Wow, I appreciate that. And I think you're the first artist I'm getting a real chance to ask that question to. So that's going to be something you're going to hear a lot more about as time goes on. But it's good to think about it now, Kyle. It is definitely
yeah.
good to think about it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So now listen, I have a little birdie told us in recent times that you've just kind of blown on up.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about this specifically because this is where these are networks that we know. That the fans
yeah.
listening to this show, they know these networks. And to now
yeah.
understand that you have been authorized to have your work appear on their platforms is just mind-blowing, boggling. It really is. So can
yeah,
you tell us a little bit about that, Kyle, please?
Thanks, Carrie. It's been a long time coming, you know. Yeah, but we have been approved and we have been authorized now to have our music videos and our promotional videos on BET, Black Entertainment Television, also on MTV, and on VH1 as well, which is fantastic, which is phenomenal. And then we just got approved today that we could have our animated videos on MTV.
Now, Kyle, you got to tell us, though, what's the benefit of having your videos and having this type of connection?
The benefit is outstanding. The benefit is that these are national programs. You know, these programs, BET, MTV, VH1, are seen all over the world, in which they have had shows like BET Jams, 106 and Park, Rap City in the Basement, that are legendary, and programs on these shows on these programs that are legendary, that are seen all over the world. And now Kyle Knight Music gets national exposure all over the world, that we become a national brand at Kyle Knight Music.
And that's what you're hoping it leads to with all of that, in a great, the bigger, a whole bunch of bigger things, which I believe it will. Oh, absolutely. Yes, because it's really hard to get on the network. Kyle, this was no easy feat. So we have to tip our hat to you.
Thanks, man. They go through hundreds of music videos, and they selected mine, and they were really blown away by it. And they said this is outstanding. You know, it's fantastic. They love the fact of how I had a 74 Mercedes in it, and it really applied to today's industry.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And then they also got a, they also reviewed the animated videos too, By Any Means Necessary, Malcolm X, which is really a historical track, which is also a conscious track too. And then they also reviewed the animation video behind the East Side record, and they approved both of them, which is wonderful, which is fantastic.
Congratulations from all of us, you know, your family at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We believe in you, Kyle Knight. Yes. Now, listen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And this morning, we have a very, very special guest coming back to us for the first time in a while. So it's been a little while. He's been busy, as you can hear. Again, it's our honor to welcome the one and only Mr. Musician of the World, we're going to say, Kyle Knight. So, again, Kyle Knight, welcome. Yes, we are thrilled to have you with us. So I want to just remind everybody again, you guys out there, the website. Kyle, share with everybody again the website and tell us again about that beautiful merchandise, because I'm waiting for my package now. Okay. I'm going down to the mailbox tomorrow and check. Tell everybody, remind everybody the website, how they can get all this, and is there anything that you can kind of put, give a little special for the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show? See, guys, I'm looking out for you. So, Kyle, just remind everybody, please.
Most definitely. Now, you can stream all the music, all the new music, the new East Side record, By Any Means Necessary, Malcolm X Tribute, at KyleKnightMusic.net. As well as all the beautiful merchandise that we have, from dad caps that adjust to any head size, also posters, and then we also have two different design T-shirts at KyleKnightMusic.com. Once again, that's KyleKnightMusic.com. And thanks so much, Carrie, for having me on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Now, Kyle, before we wrap up, I gotta ask you, because folks come up to you, and especially the young artists, the young hip-hoppers, the young folks trying to break into this industry, because things are done a little differently, as we kind of mentioned a little earlier. So we've got to talk about this. What kind of advice do you give to someone who's now trying to break into the music game and the rap industry in particular? What kind of advice would you share? Anything at all?
Yeah, well, I would definitely tell them to follow their dreams and to never give up. And I would tell them not only to be relevant to today's hip-hop, but to be creative and also be original, and just to take things slow, and to always, not only when you're dealing with people out there in the music industry and business, but also fans too, and you're dealing with producers out there, to really be yourself.
Can't say it any better than that. KyleKnightMusic.net. Kyle, okay, anybody you want to shout out to before we sign off?
Yeah, I would love to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show for having me on. Thank you.
It is my great honor. I really mean that. And I cannot wait for you to perform at our next live show and do so many things. And again, we're reminding everybody to please check you out. Support Kyle Knight. He is making big moves. Okay, Kyle Knight Music. .net. Okay, Kyle, thank you so much for being with us. Awesome job, as always, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah, so we're always honored. This is your home, buddy. So we'll talk real soon. Okay, and folks, keep it right here. We've got the latest from Kyle Knight up next. Stay with us. All right, Kyle.
Kyle Knight. Once upon a time, an activist state of mind. Soapbox speeches for the incarcerated mind. Newspaper stands reading racial times. 1925, X is alive. A little bit of time, somebody dropped a dime. Became educated, some institutionalized. Eyes on the prize, a civil rights leader. Hotter than a pistol, angry at a heater. One man making change. To free your mind from the shackles and the slave brain. Rallies up and down the streets, auditoriums packed to a full. When this man speaks, a protest down the streets. Police dogs unleashed, fire hydrant busted, civil rights disgusted. This man changed the world before racial corruption. By any means necessary. One man makes change. 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 Grown up house with kids and spouse. No internet, everything is word of mouth. Jealousy and envy from the people who build him. Nearly got away with his life, almost killed him. Death threat made him bleed to Mecca to learn and breed true brotherhood. People with different eyes and different skin color, opposite of you and me. Both tapped by the FBI. Both the truth of corruption and lies. Just about to come outside. Voices echoing, shout in my head that I'm just gonna die. Wrote a letter that revived me. Had a bigger job to do. Street by the past 30 shots to the torso. 1965 for a bomb ballroom. X by necessary. The enemy means necessary.
Friday morning, November 10th of 2023. It's about 8:34 in the morning on this incredible Fan Day Friday. Let me bring to the line, that's for East Coast folks, 7:34 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Let me bring back to the line, you guys know Michael Hopkins. Just one more.
Appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it does. Michael, I just got to say, first of all, I don't know if you caught that with Kyle. Did you happen to hear any of that? Kyle was amazing on this show.
Oh, very much so, Carrie.
Yeah.
Very much so.
What went through your mind, Michael? What went through your mind? We got to hear from the one and only Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes. Carrie, I tell you one thing I enjoyed.
What's that?
What the piece that he did about Malcolm X.
Oh, yes, you guys should
by any means necessary.
Yes, wow. Was that not deep?
Yeah, it really was, Carrie. When I started, as the young folks would say, when I started getting into it and I was listening to the words, and I was like, wow, you know, this is really good, because it reminded me so much of growing up in that era. In the Malcolm X, the Martin Luther King Jr., the Kennedy, that whole 60s era that I grew up in, when somebody like Kyle Knight can paint a picture for me and I can see the picture.
Well, see, Michael, that's what rap artists do. And for those of us who may be in the older generation, we may not realize, because there was a period of, you know, that rap was associated with gangster rap and all this crazy stuff that was off the wall.
Right.
But there was so much that was soft and pure about telling our stories. And this was the platform that they created, that our community created and developed and pushed out.
Right.
So when I listen to Kyle, still being a storyteller, he's a great storyteller, and he's a great entertainer.
Very much so.
And I'm real happy about that. I was very pleased. I enjoyed the interview. It was one of our favorites. And,
it was great.
He talked a little bit more than generally. He's been on the show many times, but he's never talked quite so eloquently about everything that he was doing. And the fact that he considered me one of his mentors, I was surprised.
Oh, yeah, Carrie. I mean, that right there blew me away. I mean, he named his dad. He named, who was it, Angelo?
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Well, I didn't either. But, Michael, I, like you, have inspired so many folks around the world. We have a fan base that's ginormous, and we appreciate
very
you guys
so.
Listening and supporting us and all of that. So, yeah, good stuff. Hey, I got to say, onward and forward, but awesome.
Very much
awesome,
so.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. So if you missed any part of that, Kyle's interview is going to replay over at our 24-hour network tonight. So do check it out. I've got a long list of big updates for you guys that's on tap for today. Kyle's interview is going to play at 9:12 tonight on the 24-hour network. So just a reminder, Michael, on that. And we've got the rest of the lineup coming up in just a moment or two. So, Michael, I just want to take a brief break. And when we come back, not only do we have the lineup, we're also going to get into our special clip of how to get rich in the hair business. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I think you guys
will
like it. And sending you off on this Friday, this Fan Day Friday, with great conversations and things that I think you're going to appreciate. So stay with us. We've got more to come. Short commercial break.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm here in West Orange, New Jersey at Roots Rock Salon. You guys know Miss Siobhan. And listen out for her commercial right here, of course, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, listen, I'm actually here. So I have an actual client, someone who just got out the chair. Now, this is her very first time ever visiting Roots Rock Salon. So I have to ask you first, what's your name?
It's Carice.
Carice, that's beautiful. Okay, so now tell me, what? How did you find out about Roots Rock Salon?
I found out from Lala, which is the
nail technician from an exclusive nail studio. So
okay.
She referred me here.
She referred. Okay. Now, so what's your experience here? What has it been like for you coming into the shop?
It's been great. When I came in, I told Siobhan I had some, like a lot of loose hairs, and I had gone to other salons, but they really didn't fix it the way she did. So she took her time to fix it, and the method she used was...
What's your method, Ms. Siobhan?
The method she used, it was good. She interlocked my hair.
Okay.
She had a lot of loose
okay.
hair, so it was really
yeah.
good. She's really hospitable.
Because you've got long, beautiful locks.
Thank you. Yeah, I've had them for 8 years.
You're kidding me. Okay, well, we're gonna have to get one of your pictures onto our site. We have an online community at hairradio.com. So we want you to sign up. It's free. You can just and read all kinds of articles. Now, are you going to tell everybody about Roots Rock Salon?
I am. I certainly
okay.
am. Yeah.
And that means you'll be back.
I'm coming back in 4 weeks.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been beautiful. And your hair looks amazing.
Thank you. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Nice
yeah.
talking with you.
Nice speaking with you as well.
You
have
got
a good day.
You too. All right. Right here. Listen, folks, a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, I'm Carrie Hines at Roots Rock Salon. We'll be right back.
One of the things I want to do with the veterans is I want to go out into the community and I want to help more veterans, especially a lot of our veterans that unfortunately are homeless or they have some other issues that no one has reached out to them. That's one of my goals, is I want to reach out to veterans like that. Because many times I see that those are the veterans that actually have disabilities, and no one has reached out to them to help them. Many times a lot of those veterans don't have to be homeless, because they have disabilities that can be rated by the VA, and they could also fit into a lot of government programs that are geared towards veterans. I just want to go and get the word out to those veterans so that we can have less homeless veterans on the streets and in shelters. And we can do what we're supposed to do as a military community. We can help our other veterans. That's my goal.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, and we're live. It's November 10, 2023. It's our Fan Day Friday, our show number 917. My colleague, my co-star, my co-host, you guys know him so well. He hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. We're talking about Michael Hopkins. Good morning again, accredited claims agent, superstar on the Veterans Map of the World, shall I say.
Oh,
Michael,
yeah,
again,
yes.
Good
sure.
to have you with us. Yeah, so we've been celebrating Veterans Day all week because Veterans Day happens to book in this week on Saturday, and November 11th of 2023. We're so happy. And so, Michael, I want to talk a little bit about that, and then I'll get into some of our other items that we have on our tap for you. So, Michael, what are you doing this weekend for Veterans Day?
Wow, Carrie. Veterans Day for me and lots of lots of other vests starts today. It's all kinds of things going on today and tomorrow. Actually, between Friday, Carrie, and Monday, there are going to be all kinds of celebrations and, you know, parades. Also, the other aspect a lot of us veterans love, we're going to be able to go around to some of the top restaurants, some of the fast food places, and even, believe it or not, some of the gas and go places support veterans. So they're going to be passing out. Oh, yeah, Carrie. There's going to be lots of free food. There's going to be rain checks on food. Some of, like, the local American Legion that I'm a member of, they're going to be doing a dinner tonight that I'll be going to here in Spotsylvania, Virginia, at my American Legion post. It's Post 320. And it's to support other veterans. You know, we have a lot of our veterans that are homeless, and a lot of them have issues monetarily and physically and so forth. And there are all kinds of programs.
It shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, and it shouldn't
be
that way.
In this great country.
Yeah, shouldn't be that way. But most of the time, Carrie, what we do as veterans, we take care of our own. So we do a lot of fundraising, a lot of just being out there in the community, telling people what veterans are. We have all kinds of programs where the different organizations out there, like the American Legion, the DAV, that's the Disabled American Veterans, you have those type of organizations and a whole lot more. We open up to the community. We open our doors to the community. And we just go out
and
there.
And I'm loving it.
Yes.
And have a
help other veterans. I love it, Carrie.
We're going to be talking more outside this morning, so we're going to have you guys stay tuned. Speaking of inspiration and all that wonderful good stuff that we do every day here on the show, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book that I have, which is available in ebook form, paperback form, audio book, talk, we'll talk to you if you don't like to read. I just love this because, the audio book
book.
Yeah, it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business that I wrote about 2 years ago, but it's been updated with information, of course, to keep it fresh. And I just love this part. Because I was going through and I said, oh, I love this. It's about mastering your pitch. It's about what do you say once you have the person cornered? What are some of the great ways to break the ice with that person that you really don't know? And, you know, I probably think you're thinking that it was something, the words will come easily, I should say. To those of you who are already in business, but you'd be surprised. And even if it does come naturally to you, it doesn't hurt to have a quick 30-second pitch prepared just in case.
Oh, yeah. Great idea, Carrie.
So it's like an elevator pitch. So you only have a few minutes to get a stranger's attention and sell yourself, Michael Hopkins. What would you say to someone in just a few minutes to get them to buy into what you're trying to get across? It's your elevator pitch. What do you say about that, Michael?
Wow, Carrie, very much. My name is Michael Hopkins, and I'm an accredited claims agent, and I represent veterans all across the United States with their claims and compensation issues.
Oh, the elevator door's just open. I got to get off. this is what you, to me, that one line, I'm a veteran, you're a veteran, I can change your life. Let's put more money in your pocket that you so richly deserve. Here's my number. Let me scan your phone. This was really something special this morning. Let's continue this conversation. I don't know. I think you, I look to maybe less than 30 seconds, Michael. I don't know. What do you think, Michael? I think that just being conscious of it can help you. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I think you've got a great point there, Carrie, that you want to grab that person's attention.
Real quick. Because they don't have a lot of time. That door, you don't know what floor they're getting off of that elevator on. And if you don't get in there real quick, those doors open and out goes your opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
The first thing, let me put this in your phone while you're talking. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Really look at it like you got 10 or 15 seconds. Captain Jones, it's nice to meet you. Let me put my number and contact information in your phone. Let me get yours. So once that's established, and continue to talk while you're doing that. I'm an accredited claims agent, and I can change the amount of compensation you are given each month. Let's have that conversation today. I'll call you.
Yeah.
Didn't take 8 seconds.
No, and you're right about that.
Practice your pitch.
Yeah.
PYP, practice your pitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you're right. That to get the person's undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes as soon as I say accredited claims agent, I have their undivided attention because they know what a lot of the vets
familiar with an ACA.
That's familiar, yeah.
But for those who may not, and remember, you don't. This mm-hmm. is a stranger. You just happen to see that they are a veteran because they're wearing that veteran cap or veteran T-shirt. You can see that this is the man who can help you. Oh, you recognize he's a veteran and that he's somebody that you know is a bigwig. So you've got 30 seconds. You've got less than 30 seconds because, again, we don't know which floor they're getting off on. Now, they
That's
may be
true.
Riding to the penthouse, in which you got all day to practice your pitch, but most times we don't have that. So listen, if that's my wonderful pitch, the perfect talk from How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. Again, you can get it. It's on Amazon from reaching out to us. It's an audio book that's new, that's voiced by D.B. Kelly. Great job he did. You can get the ebook. You can get the pages. It's a beautiful, beautifully illustrated book. So with information that is. So really, really great stuff. Michael, awesome show today.
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Very
awesome
much.
Show.
Very
yeah, I loved
much.
It. I really did. Everybody from Robin Gruber to Kyle Knight and all in between. It's been a great show. I want to say it really doesn't end here. We have a 24-hour streaming radio network and podcast network over at www.afrolockmagazine.com. And I'm so excited. Again, Afrolock is A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. Just want to double-check that. So coming up at about 9:38, so it gives you enough time to go to the restroom, grab your coffee or tea, get your little egg sandwich. And at about 9:38 this morning, we're going to show...
Egg sandwich, I like that.
Yeah, that was from the old days, Michael. We got to celebrate with show number 826 from February of this year. We're going to get that on for you. So that's going to start at 9:30 this morning. 12:45, we got I'll put on some Trucker Ed for you and Robin Gruber if you missed that this morning. Then at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, rather. I apologize. 2 o'clock this afternoon, we've got show number 808 from January. Okay, January of this year. Then at about 5, show number 911, and then Kyle Knight should be on at about 9:12 this evening, 9:12 tonight. Karen Owens will be on about 8. So it's a full schedule. Do check it out. Again, you can listen on the radio through your phone, through your laptop, your tablet, any of those ways. So good stuff. Michael, the weekend is here. We made it. Listen, from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock, in which are hours of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it is a flash. It just goes by in a heated rush. And so been a really good show. Yeah. So,
but we have so much fun, though, Carrie.
Well,
we have so much fun doing
this. We do.
Believe it or not, this piece with Kyle Knight, I learned a lot more about him, and it was great. I loved that this is a young man that he has potential. He's going places. It was two things real quick that I loved about him today. When he was talking about having national exposure with the videos and the animation, the things he did, that right there just blew me away, him having that national exposure. And also talking about Tupac, how Tupac's been in the news lately. And it's just, you know, it's very informative, Carrie. It really is.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I love Kyle's piece. It was really awesome. So I'm super excited. If you missed any part of it, again, it'll replay over at our 24-hour network this evening at about 9 to check it out. And it's been an awesome week. We've had such a great week. I loved it. I really did.
You know, Carrie? There was something on there that I loved. There was a piece. Well, it was some music you played, and it was Aretha Franklin.
That was yesterday, I think. This week,
yes,
it's one of my favorite Aretha songs that I've never played on this show before. It's called "Since You've Been Gone." That's my favorite new song, which is an old Aretha song that I totally forgot about, and I love that song. It's so wonderful.
It really was.
I came late to this song. I didn't really know about it, but I love "Since You've Been Gone." That she sings that song. Good grief.
Yes, she does. That's why she was, and she will forever be the queen.
The queen of soul.
Well,
listen, maybe we'll go off with "Since You've Been Gone" by Aretha today. Michael, I just want to say thank you again to you, Nicole Marie, to all our guests this week. Karen Owens was on. We had Mark David Carter. So Kyle, by the way, will be performing at his event. Kyle Knight was just here.
Oh, great.
It's been an awesome week. So listen, we'll be back Tuesday. Tuesday is our next live show from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. In the meanwhile, listen to our 24-hour streaming. And here it is, "Since You've Been Gone." We're going to get it back on. We'll see you back here Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Happy Veterans Day.
All right.